Diary, The Responsibility of Parents, circa 1910. Fathers and mothers, are you both converted? Do you love the Lord? Do you keep His commandments? Parents, fathers, mothers, guardians of children, I have had a special charge, given me that you are, to educate your children according to the light of the words given in the Bible. Fathers and mothers, while working with your hands, you can keep the teaching of the Scriptures before you. You have equal responsibilities to fit your children at home to receive the benefit of an education, in carrying themselves properly in the home life, doing home duties, and bearing responsibilities that will make them fitted to bear the responsibilities that come in school life. Do not forget this, fathers and mothers. You are to speak words to your children in the home that will guard them when away from home. Every class of people are to be favored with the evidence from the Bible of truth, saving truth. Do not talk or act discouragement. Now is the period of time when we must not speak smooth things. It is now, just now, that all the messages to be proclaimed must be the genuine gospel. A solemn responsibility rests upon the fathers and mothers. Unless they realize the solemnity of their work, to be themselves converted daily, their self will rule without daily sanctification. This is the work that needs to be done. Humble your hearts in prayer, for we have a most wonderful, definite message, and as rulers in the household, we need the conversion and sanctification of our own souls. The remnant people of God must walk before Him in all humility. How we can work to help all classes of people in the right way is a problem. There cannot be charity or benevolence exercised indiscriminately without doing positive harm to a large number. There is a class of people inclined to poverty through no fault of their own, and there are a large number who have not been educated from their childhood to know that selfish indulgence will spoil their character. The Lord calls all parents to guard religiously their children's habits and inclinations, that they shall not become warring elements against truth and righteousness. We are not, as parents, to permit the evils which, if indulged, will become a warring lust against Christ, who gave His own life to save the souls of youth and children, that they shall become helpers together with Jesus Christ. Mothers and fathers, awaken to your responsibility to discern the first coming in of Satan to tempt your children to become self-centered. In many families, children are indulged to be fond of dressing, and pride is fostered. Can you consider, parents, the sure results? Just as soon as possible, teach your children to practice self-denial, and in the place of their spending time in mere self-indulgence and amusement, give them the easy lessons of doing. Teach boys and girls to help mother and father and sister and brother, so that in their increasing cares, the children, if instructed, will have plenty of physical exercise. Keep them in a right intelligence of how to exercise with a purpose, to help father and mother in every way possible. Thus, they become adept outdoors and indoors. Tell the children that as a family, fathers, mothers, and children, they are to consider they are helpers, partners in the family firm, that each is to have his part to act to be a pleasant help in carrying the lighter burdens, for the home is the first school. This is their school of education from their earliest childhood through the first 10 years of their life. The association with children of all kinds of characters before 10 years is a mistake. Their lessons in education are to be given first by their parents in the home life. Fathers and mothers are bearing large responsibilities, not scolding, but educating how they can employ their hands and their active brains with something to do. Keep before them your own spoken words and take an interest in their active plans. Carefully show them how they can be helpful and be a blessing to relieve the situation in the home. If you have to reprove, speak without excitement and pray with them every day, just by themselves, for it is not enough to let your praying be done in the morning and at night. You have in your children a garden to cultivate, to keep out the growth of weeds in precious lives. You are laborers together with God, and you have an earnest work to do for the Lord, the saving of souls ready to perish. We have the history of the Lord Jesus Christ to study. Study his life. Behold the shame of the cross, on the cross as a criminal. Look at the Apostle Paul's conversion and trace out his life. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6:14.
The danger is that of the neglected work in the very family. Many things are done as essential that are not thus. The first great work that is not to be neglected is the true conversion of every member of the family. The work must be thorough. All who know the reasons of our faith must be a converted people. Morning and night, seek the Lord most earnestly. Do not let your children sin against God without a sense of what constitutes sin. I am charged to present before our people, and especially members of our own family, that they have a life of constant watchfulness, lest they shall grieve the Holy Spirit of God. We have a most wonderful message to practice decidedly for ourselves. Not a passionate word should come from the lips of parents to their children. Let not fathers and mothers be satisfied unless their children shall be guided in the safe path that leads from wrong to the light. I was instructed that we have, as families and church members, been altogether too loose and careless and inattentive to the conversion and sanctification of the souls of our children. There is a strength that comes through obedience. I am charged to keep before our people their responsibilities as fathers and as mothers. All who claim to believe in health reform and do not practice the same are not walking in the light, but cook as they choose and work counter to the light, rejecting the light the Lord has given. Working counter to health reform, they will see the effect of their course of action in their own household. It is essential that we walk in the light while we have the light, lest darkness come upon us. Those who claim to believe in health reform and yet do not practice it are not only injuring their own souls, but their example is leaving a wrong impression upon believers and unbelievers. A solemn responsibility rests upon all who claim to be health reformers but do not practice their belief. These make objectionable presentations. There is a most solemn work to be done. The words were spoken to me to give the truth to all of this class, for unless their lives shall be brought into practice in the light, they will become more and more estranged from truth and righteousness. A solemn responsibility rests upon all our sanitariums. I am to repeat the words given me: deny thyself, and walk in harmony with the light God has given upon health reform. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Matthew 25, verse 6. Many are in this class. They have a knowledge of the truth, but have no oil in their vessels with their lamps. It is not merely an assent to, or a professed belief in, the third angel's message, while not coming into harmony with the truth. We must have the oil of grace in the vessel with their lamps. Our faith must not stop at this period of this earth's history. For those who know the truth, all their works must correspond with their faith. Then, through sanctified lives, their works will testify decidedly to their faith. Sensible of the work to be done to sanctify their lives, they will sense the fact that indulgence of the appetite is a snare. The words come to us with striking force: repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3, verse 19. But ye denied the Holy One and just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things, which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3, verse 14 to 21. Read this chapter attentively.